USA Radio News.
President Biden joined a meeting this morning between Secretary of State Blinken and Defense Secretary Austin and the Ukrainian foreign and defense ministers in Poland. After meeting with Polish President Andrzej Duda, Biden is expected to give a speech on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Duda is expected to ask for more U.S. troops on NATO's eastern flank as well as for an international peacekeeping mission. Ginny Thomas's text messages with former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows have the attention of the January 6th committee. CBS News is reporting that several members want Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's wife to talk to the committee. Committee members will return to Washington next week. A 14-year-old is dead after falling off of a tower attraction at Icon Park Theme Park in Orlando, Florida. Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
It appears to be a terrible tragedy, but our investigation is still open.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
House Republicans are hammering Democrats after a retreat at a resort in Florida. Congressman Jim Jordan.
This is the concern Americans have, and whether it's big tech, whether it's the cancel culture mob coming after people who don't speak what the woke mob thinks is appropriate.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is calling on energy-producing nations to increase their output so Russia can't use oil and gas to, quote, blackmail other countries. President Biden announced a new deal to help provide Europe with at least 15 billion cubic meters more of liquefied natural gas to help wean Europe from its Russian oil dependence.
This initiative focuses on two core issues. One, helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. And secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall.
Former President Trump's luxury hotel near the White House received government approval for sale to a Miami investment fund for $375 million. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Flu cases are rising across much of the country, the CDC is reporting, although overall flu levels remain low. Weekly flu cases had been declining through most of the year so far. In addition, the number of weekly flu-related hospitalizations has been ticking up for nearly 2 months. Most recent cases have been reported in the Midwest and parts of the South. The World Bank has issued the world's first wildlife conservation bond, raising $150 million to help efforts to increase the endangered black rhino population in South Africa. The five-year rhino bond will pay investors returns based on the rate of growth of black rhino populations at South Africa's Addo Elephant National Park and the Great Fish River Nature Reserve. After 5 years, investors would get a return of between 3.7 and 9.2% if the population increases. No return if there's no change in the black rhino population. An ice shelf the size of New York City has collapsed in East Antarctica. The collapse, captured by satellite images, marked the first time in human history that the frigid region had an ice shelf collapse. It happened at the beginning of a freakish warm spell last week. Satellite photos showed the area had been shrinking rapidly the last couple of years, and now scientists wonder if they've been overestimating that region's stability and resistance to global warming that had been melting ice rapidly on the smaller western side of the continent. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.